Happy Friday, and welcome to a new episode of This Week in Apps, a weekly no-fluff, data-first roundup of interesting news and trends about mobile apps and games. I'm Ariel from AppFigures, and I have five highlights for you this week. We'll start with Roblox, which IPO this week, and investors show just how much they love the platform, even if they don't totally get it. What they do get is revenue, and Roblox has a lot of that. Let's take a quick run through Roblox's US net revenue. In 2018, that was $103 million. In 2019, climbed to $136 million. And in 2020, that ballooned to $307 million. That's right, $307 million. So what investors are really seeing here is almost 3x revenue growth, and that's in the US alone. Now, I know it'll be harder to match this growth in 2021, but with $68 million already earned in 2021 based on our estimates, I fully expect Roblox to get close. What's the point here? A slew of mobile-first companies went public in 2020, and those were mostly successful. They primed investors to open their wallets and invest, which in turn will incentivize more companies to focus on growing revenue so they can go public. At least that's what I think. Another company that's grown revenue a lot in 2020 is Twitch. It ended 2020 with a huge year-over-year growth, and that doesn't seem to be stopping as we get close to the end of Q1. Based on our estimates, Twitch's US net revenue grew by a whopping 400% in 2020, from around $27 million in 2019 to $134 million in 2020. In the first 2.5 months of 2021, it brought in $48 million in net revenue in the US, according to our estimates, which already accounts for roughly 36% of all revenue it earned in 2020. The bottom line here is that at this rate, 2021 will be a record year for the streaming service that's gaining traction beyond gamers. We estimate revenue will triple in 2021, and given last year's revenue, that's a lot of Twitch bits. Even if growth, for some odd reason, slows down or stops altogether, we still expect revenue to double this year. So it's a win-win. It's time for college basketball, which of course means downloads. It seems like we have a sports-related app almost every week at this point. I don't really see this stopping. This week, CBS Sports, not to be confused with CBS that we talked about last week, or Paramount Plus, which is what CBS that we talked about last week became, so its downloads climb. ESPN Tournament Challenge followed and eventually leaped it. Based on our estimates, downloads of CBS Sports have climbed over the last week from just about 2,000 a day on average to a peak of more than 54,000 on Wednesday. ESPN Tournament Challenge, which keeps track of your brackets, grew even more. Downloads ballooned from just around 100 a day on average to a peak of 92,000 Monday and have stayed at over 70,000 a day since then, according to our estimates. The interesting thing is there is an official NCAA app, and it also cracked the top lists, but it's far behind both of these, so I see a lot of room for growth here in years to come. Now, if you have ever used TikTok, you probably noticed how much editing many of the successful videos seem to be doing. Some even attribute TikTok's success to that, but TikTok doesn't really have any serious editing tools built in, so how did those happen? Using an app called CapCut. CapCut is a free video editing app from TikTok parent ByteDance that gives creators tools to edit their videos with all the effects and filters and cuts that you can think of. The app, which was released last April, has already managed to rake more than 107 million downloads across the App Store and Google Play, based on our estimates. The bottom line here is that creators need tools to create. And even though tools for video editing exist both outside the App Store, things like Adobe Premiere and After Effects that are really complicated, and even on the App Store, which are mostly paid or freemium, those tools have to be easy and they have to be accessible. The market itself is kind of saturated. I looked at that in more depth last year. But with TikTok coming in and offering a completely free app, I'm pretty sure it's going to shake things up. I don't know exactly what's the impact that this is going to have, but I'm going to keep an eye on this. Last for this week is a new deepfake. Deepfakes are slowly making it into the mainstream, which I find both disturbing and hilarious all at the same time. A few weeks ago, we talked about MyHeritage and how that took to the top of the App Store. This week, it's a new app called Wombo. Wombo is a little under a month old, and over the last 2 weeks, it has seen massive growth. The last week, it's seen downloads of more than 500,000, more than 500,000 downloads, a day every day of the week, according to our estimates. In total, that was roughly about 3.5 million people who downloaded the app on iOS and Android devices across the globe. The selling point of this app is that it takes your picture and it lip syncs it to music available on the app. I tried it and I am not a big fan. Its onboarding is super smooth and I really like that from a marketing perspective. But once you take your picture, it asks you to select a song. And that's when things become a little bit confusing. If you select one of the free songs that are available without upgrading to premium, it takes forever to render. If you select a song that is premium, and the indication there is not really obvious, or wasn't to me at least, then you are blasted with a paywall that sells you on faster renders. So are they slowing it down for free? Probably. Overall, I didn't even like the results. My deepfake didn't look that good. On their website, they have Elon Musk lip sync to a song, and that looks hilarious. Mine wasn't even close. I don't really love deepfakes to begin with, and I think they're still in their hilarious phase where we'd look at them and we laugh. But with time, I expect to see simpler apps that offer serious functionality. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, and I am fascinated with the tech behind this, but I also see this potential for chaos for our society. I don't usually even think of tech in this way, but for some reason, I can totally see these funny apps going rogue at some point. That's it for this week. If you have enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing. We're available wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like it enough, please tell your friends. Happy Friday.